That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, having learned that they had violated the law in selling stock in their store without a permit, Lum and Abner have been trying every way possible to recover the one share of stock they had sold. Now, this share is in possession of Ulysses S. Quincy, who refuses to sell it. And therefore, the old fellows decided to break into his house and get it, and thus destroy the only evidence against them. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, you know there's a popular tune about shooing the blues away. Well, it sounds nice, but when your blues are brought about by a touch of acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer can help do more than just shoo the blues away. You see, Alka-Seltzer offers the kind of prompt, comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. Now, Alka-Seltzer can help you to feel better in two ways. First, it can settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And that's why you hear it said so often, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Remember, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So don't just try to shoo the blues away. Instead, call on Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community now, it's evening, and we find Lum and Abner hiding behind the shrubbery in Ulysses S. Quincy's front yard. Listen.
Always, Lum, I'm a little skittish about this breaking into somebody's house this way.
Well, it's your own fault for calling the store a while ago and making a mistake and calling two longs and a short. Yeah. That's the Quincy's ring.
Well, I never got them up. It ain't bedtime no way. I never meant to call them.
Then you hung up the receiver and nobody answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them suspicious right off.
I'd be scared whether they was up, asleep, or what they're doing. I don't like to be breaking into folks' house.
Oh, I don't think you got a thing to worry about. Everything's all set.
Supposing Ulysses and his woman decides not to go to that party tonight, then what?
Well, they're going all right. I hear them talking about it down at the barbershop this afternoon.
Well, supposing Cedric shows up here with that shotgun like he was talking about.
Oh, he won't be here.
Well, he overheard us yesterday talking about a couple of robbers being in town. Don't forget, I appointed him deputy town marshal so that I wouldn't have to be the deputy and arrest us myself.
Well, yeah, but you're forgetting something. Cedric's at work. He works on the night shift. He couldn't possibly be here.
Why, doggies, that's right.
Why, sure. That's why I said he was such a good man for you to appoint as your deputy. I told you everything was working out fine.
Doggies, that little old brain of yours is just working all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like to cast compliments right in my own face, but I study things out pretty careful.
Why, sure.
I do say so myself.
Yes, sir. That thing rattling around up there like a rock in a tin can.
Oh, we'll have that stock certificate back in no time.
Yeah. Supposing Ulysses taking the stock certificate with him, though.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
Well, supposing they happen to notice that me and you is the only two that ain't at the party. They're going to suspicion us the first thing, though.
Well, quit supposing. No wonder you get yourself nervous.
Now, I'm nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose.
We're going to be at that party. It'll take us 10 minutes to get in there and get that stock and get out. Then we go right on over to the lodge hall. They have plenty of witnesses to prove where we was at all evening.
Yeah, just hope it works out all right, Lum. I still don't feel right about breaking into somebody's house and stealing, though.
Well, we ain't stealing, I told you. We're going to take that stock certificate, yes.
That's stealing.
No, we're going to leave $30 in its place. Sort of like pack rats. He just paid $25 for it, so he's making $5 profits.
Yeah.
He can take that $5 and bet on a horse and pay about $29 to 1, make himself a fortune.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
Doggies, I never know that.
Oh, he bets the horses. If he can get a tip.
Well.
No, I don't know what's worrying you. Everything's working out fine.
Well,
if we want to be honest, we could just take it and not leave nothing.
Yeah, that's what I sort of thinking. If you sure they ain't going to find out who done this.
Now, don't start that.
No, that wouldn't be right, would it?
Besides, they'll know pretty well who done it. Only thing, they just can't prove it.
Well, I don't know whether I want to do it or not, Mom, if they're going to know who done it.
Well, What do you want to do? Just let Ulysses keep that stock so as the government can use it for evidence to send us to the penitentiary for selling stocks without no permit?
I don't want to go to the penitentiary, no.
No. All right, then. Just hash up.
Wouldn't have got into a fix like this in the first place if you hadn't had big ideas about a department store and selling stock to raise money and all that.
Now, let's don't get started arguing about that again. I've told you 100 or 1,000 of them. Wait a minute.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
They blowed out the lamp. They must be fixing to leave.
Oh, don't be scared. That daylight's out, I mean.
Yeah, see, they're coming out the front door. Be quiet.
Huh. Don't reckon they can see us, can they?
No, not if you be quiet.
Unless he's got that stiff collar on, he couldn't turn his head if he wanted to.
Woman's all dressed up, ain't
she? Yeah.
Sunbonnet and everything. For goodness sakes, hush up.
I never said nothing. I just sneezed.
Well, don't do it again. I don't believe they hear you because they're going on out the gate. Lucky thing they never neither.
Well, I never done it on a purpose. You ready to go on in there now?
No, give them time to get a little ways down the road. Be putting on your mask.
I've done got mine on. That's what made me sneeze.
Oh, I thought your face looked awful dark.
Oh, me, if Elizabeth finds out I cut the top off of that pair of stockings, she'll beat the daylight out of me. Them was her best Lyle service weights.
Come on, we'll see if we can't get in this bedroom window. I got a piece of automobile spring to pry it up with.
Well, the stock certificate's in the secretary there in the parlor. We're going to pry a window open. Let's try one of them. We'll have to walk plumb through the whole house.
Yeah, that's right. It would be better.
Why, sure.
See, that's the parlor yonder there, ain't it?
I believe it is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't be lagging so far behind.
Well, I can't see where I'm going with this stocking pulled down over my head this way. I don't see what we want to wear a mask for anyway.
Let me see it. Well, no wonder, you idiot. You got the holes around the back of your head.
Oh, I thought it was an extra dark night tonight.
Here, now, you stand right here by the corner of the house.
Yeah, there's a moon. Never noticed out.
Watch the front gate while I pry this window open.
Watch it.
Yeah, and see that nobody comes in.
Oh, thought somebody might steal.
I'll be dead blamed to any lock.
Huh?
Yeah, come on, Abner.
Well, who's going to watch the front gate?
You don't need that now.
Well, I hate to take the chance. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Mousie! Mousie Gray, is that you?
For goodness sakes, Abner, don't crack nobody's tension.
Oh, hello, who called? Who is it?
Oh, me.
It's Abner Peabody. Will you do a favor for me, Mousie?
Abner, hush up.
Why, sure, Abner. Is anything wrong?
No, there ain't nothing wrong, but I just wanted you to watch the gate for us there.
Abner, you're an idiot.
Oh, hello, Lon. What are you fellas doing over here?
Oh, nothing, Mousie, not a thing. Nothing important. Just do like Abner says and watch the gate there and whistle if you see anybody coming.
Yes, sir. Any particular tune?
No, just anything you want to whistle. All right, come on, Abner. Give me a little boost here.
Boost?
Yeah, grab my foot there.
Oh.
When I count three, you're a sheriff.
Yeah, all right, I got you there.
One, two, three.
There we go. Oh, you crazy idiot. I never meant to shove me clean through the house.
Did I hurt you, Long?
Well, I bumped my head against something.
Oh, you're all right, then.
Here.
Broke your fall.
Give me your hand and I'll help you.
Yeah. Well, pull me.
There. Yeah, that's it. Better leave this window open so as we can get out in a hurry if we have to.
Yeah, just a lucky thing that Mousie come along when he did, ain't it?
Well, it's lucky it was him and not Cedric. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see now. That secretary sits right over there in the corner, don't it? Right over about...
Hey, don't shoot! I surrender. This is Abner Peabody. Don't shoot.
Shut up, you dunce.
Who was that?
It was me. I knocked something off the table there.
Oh, did I smell coal oil?
Oh, my goodness. Must have been the lamp.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll strike a match.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You want to burn the whole house down? I've got a flashlight here when we need a light.
Well, for the land's sakes, turn it on then so we can see what we're doing. What we're doing stumbling around here in the dark. You got a flashlight.
Well, let's just get that stock certificate and get out of here. Here, you hold the light, but don't be flashing it all over the room.
I am. Trying to find the secretary here.
This is it, right here.
Oh.
I reckon where he put it.
Huh?
It'll be in one of these pigeonholes, I guess.
Pigeonholes?
That's what these are.
Huh, yeah.
Strange, Ulysses must put all the letters he gets in this thing here. Abner, will you hold the light up over here where I can see?
I was just looking at this photograph album there, Lon. Look there. There's a picture of Ulysses and his brother, Lige. Recollect him?
Lige?
Yeah, old Lige Quincy.
Oh, yeah, sure. I Forgot all about him.
Yeah, look at that expression on his face.
Ugly.
He looked, his eyes looked as big and round as mine did a while ago when you knocked that vase off. Something must have scared him when they took that.
Yeah, reckon whatever become of him.
Why, they sent him to the penitentiary for stealing.
Oh.
He never did come back here.
Yeah. Who's this on this other page here?
I don't know. Look, oh, some of their kin, I reckon.
Yeah.
Standing with his hand on his woman's shoulder.
Oh, he's a relation.
Yeah, he's kin. You can see that in my eyes of his.
Yeah, all the Quincy sit down, the women stand up. Yeah. I know that fellow there at the mustache. That's Ulysses' woman's brother. He went to the pen, too, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, he did, yeah. Got 15 years for just what we're doing now, breaking into a house.
Yeah, Granny, that's right, ain't it? And he never liked it there in the penitentiary, either.
No, he weren't at all satisfied. They got hearing from him.
Disgraced the whole family.
Yeah. That's what we'll do, too, if somebody was to come in here and catch us.
Well, even if they don't catch us, it ain't right, is it?
Well, no, I reckon. Well, it's again the law, if that's what you mean.
Well, I mean, even if it weren't again the law, this ain't no way to get something back.
Well, this is an awful poor time for you to be thinking about that long.
Well, yeah, but I just never had looked on it in that light before. Come on, let's get out of here before it's too late, Abner.
And not take the stock certificate?
No. We can talk to Ulysses and explain to him why we want to get it back.
Oh, my.
Just take chances on him not saying nothing about it. Come on, let's get out of here just as
all
quick
right,
as
all right, fella. We... Hands up. Throw up your hands.
Huh?
Don't move or I'll shoot.
Wait a minute. Is that you, Mousy?
Yes, sir. I had to make sure that you were actually breaking in, but... Well, now I've got the evidence on you.
Well, here now, Mousy. You can't arrest us. You ain't no law officer.
Oh, yes, I am, too. See... Cedric appointed me deputy town marshal for tonight, and you're both under arrest for burglary.
Oh, my goodness.
Step lively now. I don't want to have to get rough. But if there's anything that makes me mad, it's people that want to steal. I just get so mad I can't control myself. Hurry along now before I lose my temper.
Well... It looks as though the old fellows reformed a little too late. And it also seems that they engaged the wrong man as lookout. Well, now be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, here's a word to those of you who are occasionally nervous and as a result are wakeful at night, jittery and cranky during the day. Sometimes you may have a headache caused by nervous tension. Well, Miles Nervine is made especially for you. It tends to relax nervous tension, to replace that strained, jittery feeling with a sense of calm. It permits refreshing sleep. In countless homes, Miles Nervine is always in the medicine cabinet. Many a young housewife, having seen the relief Miles Nervine brought to mother, puts it into her medicine cabinet in case it may be needed by some member of her family. Have you tried Miles Nervine? It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. So get a bottle of Miles Effervescent Nervine Tablets or Miles Liquid Nervine. Caution, use only as directed. If you are not entirely satisfied, return the empty bottle or package to your druggist and get your money back.